I bless God for the man God used to drill us on this. I didn't like prayer before, but I gave myself to somebody who liked it when I discovered prayer was important. I still didn't like it when I gave myself to the person. But I knew that whether I liked it or not, when I give myself to this person, I will pray. And so I went for their meeting. And the prayer we prayed was this same prayer. The only sad thing about the prayer meeting is that they were not stopping the prayer and leading the prayer many times. And that's the kind of prayer I was used to. Prayers that you talk more than you what? More than you pray. You explain the prayer point more than you what? More than you pray. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 3 was the prayer he asked us to pray. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And he told us that night. This is 11 p.m. and this prayer will not end until the sun is hot tomorrow. And I was afraid because that means I was going to be speaking in tongues for 12 hours. And true to it, we did not stop moving our lips until 12 hours was over. Did I like it? No. Did I see people who didn't like it? No. Were funny things happening while the prayer was going on? Yes. Funny things like somebody shouting the pastor's name and say, Otipamio, and so on and so forth. Funny things like a young man walking while we're praying and he was saying, God, what kind of life is this? And I was using all those funny things to buy time and just keep laughing while time is going. Because I had only one tongue, which some of you have probably heard before. Sheketelia, Sheketelia, Sheketelia. And the tongue never changed. It didn't change for 4 years. That was the night I had to settle it. It's either this tongue is fake. It better not be fake. This is 12 hours. And so I just stopped doubting it. My tongue is original and I kept on going. Hallelujah. Did I like it? No. My younger brother climbed the fence and ran away the next day. We called him and said, GP, how far? We have not seen you in the last session. And he said, me? He laughed. I've come home since morning. Around 6:30 a.m., he flew the fence and went back to Ibadan. Did I like it? No. Was it interesting, my dear? No. I can understand 30 minutes prayer. I can even understand 2 hours prayer, especially when I'm part of the prayer leaders. You know, prayer leading is better than praying. Some of you might not understand that mystery. But there are many of you who don't know that you don't have prayer lives. Finish NYSC first. Some of you who were escorts in school understand what I'm saying. And you shouted and stressed everybody until you were done. In fact, if we begin a prayer meeting now, you will notice that you have energy once you hold the mic. Yes or no? And you have problem with everybody who is sitting there while you're leading. Yes or no? You might not understand the mystery of prayer leading. But a prayer leader does not necessarily mean that you are a prayer warrior. The summary of that story, or the moral of that story, is that today I thank God he put us through that horror. By the grace of God, we have put many people's children through that same horror. And their lives are better for it. And tonight, we are going to go through that horror very briefly. Ordinary 45 minutes and we are done. Hallelujah. And so at this point, if you don't like prayer, the meeting is officially over. And you can leave, because some of us are very, very tired of wasting time and wasting life. I've seen again and again that a person who spends time praying is a person you will hear for a very, very long time. We all have dreams, have visions. We don't have time tonight to talk about prayer. Dreams, visions, prophetic words. If we start going from person to person, taking the mic around, you might be afraid of your partner by the end of today because of how much God has said about the person. Yes or no? Some of you are sitting there and your only confidence is because of how much God has said about it. Your life does not look anything like it. But you are already confident because of how much has been spoken. If a prophetic person stands here now and begins to give, you know, like we like it, pick out your name and your matric number and so on and so forth, you know that your own case is sure. They must call you. Is that sure? You feel so important right now because of the many things that you have heard. I've come to announce to you that none of it will come to pass until you learn this. It's a sad reality, but please learn it very fast. That's why I began with the scripture of eyes opening. One of the things that your eyes must open to see is that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Please don't assume that you know it because you have heard it. Proof that you know it is that you what? You pray. Like I said, I can take a census and you will see, as bogus as you think you are and as many people think you are, full of many things you can say if I give you this mic, there's still no proof of what Christ has done in your life for your family to see and desire to come to Jesus. Because the number one thing a believer should learn has not been learned. As long as the foundation is destroyed, there's nothing the righteous can do but to go back and lay the foundation properly. Before we start praying, so I don't end up being the one talking more than we're praying, I struggled through secondary school JSS class because foundation was not right. We left from primary 5. Our principal said we should not leave. We said we will leave so we can be very fast. We assumed he wanted primary 6 school fees. And so we left. He was even threatening us that we are digging our early grave. And I was wondering, it's not that serious now. It's just primary 6. Apparently, there were things we were supposed to have learnt in primary 6 that we had not learnt. Because our school will not teach you primary 6 work in primary 5. So we left from primary 5 to secondary school. Our parents should have known there was a problem when we barely struggled to enter the secondary school with a pass mark on the dot. My brother had 30 on the dot. I had 29. They should have gotten the rema. These guys are not ready. But we went on. We're experiment children. We went on and the struggle began. Every time they brought up equations in mathematics, I never understood what was going on the blackboard. And I had serious problems with math teachers. I copied every single assignment, copied every single classwork, and copied every, when I say copy, I mean dubbed. When I say dub, I mean cheated. Every single classwork, assignment, examination. And that's how I went from GS1 to GS2 to GS3. We cried out. Mom got us a lesson teacher and he began to teach. And one day he discovered that there was something wrong in the foundation. Something very funny, something very basic. And what was that? As he was teaching, I began to cry. And he stopped and said, "Why are you crying?" I kept on crying because it had gotten here. I've been watching them do it in class. I didn't talk. I've been watching math teachers in GS1, GS2, GS3 do this and go scot-free. I never spoke. Just like many believers will sit down. You don't know it. You won't talk. Meanwhile, the person you are sitting with is not going to face the trial with you. And in your interaction with Jesus, you need to be real and not crowd-minded. You need to realize you came here alone. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I can tell you in all humility, it is impossible for nothing to happen in this place tonight. The issue is, who will it happen to? Blessed are those that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. And that day, as I began to cry, my twin brother tapped me and said, "Keep quiet. Stop crying. Say what you want to say." And I shut him up. "What's your business?" As if you don't, as if you yourself understand what he's saying. And so the teacher was shocked that two of us did not understand. And he has been talking and talking and talking. And that day, he said, "Please tell me where the problem is coming from. That's why they are paying me. Tell me. Don't worry. Just tell me. I'm here to listen." He shouldn't have said that. But that night, that afternoon, I poured out my heart. I said, "Sir, all my life, listen, don't laugh. All my life, I have always known 2 + 2 is what? Come on, you're not sure? 2 + 2 is what? I've always known that you add numbers with numbers. I've always known that you subtract numbers from numbers. There is no number you can put multiplication sign with and I will not get it. I understand all these things. But something started happening in GS class, which I have kept quiet about till now. I started noticing they were putting letters with numbers. I started noticing they were putting square roots on it. Sometimes they will put a dash and put a decimal under it. Nobody in class is speaking up. Nobody is challenging the math teacher. I know they don't understand it too. But sir, this is my problem. My teacher shouted, "Ah," 3 times. "Ah, ah, ah." Meaning, he was journeying with my question. Pay attention. Because when you hear a man talk, or when you hear or see a person behave, you can journey with them to know where they are in their faith. Kai, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? This has helped me a lot not to waste time when I stand before a set of people. Not to waste 2.5 hours saying what they don't need. Just because we can say it. When you hear a person talk, you can journey with the person to see where the person is in their faith. And that man journeyed with me from GS3. Arrived in GS2 and realized that I was not in GS2. And that's why I shouted what? Ah. Journeyed with me to GS1 and realized that a GS1 should not be asking this question. So he shouted what again? He journeyed with me to primary 6 and discovered that even primary 6, they should already understand this. So this guy is probably in primary 5. And so he shouted the last word. Ah. I could easily have cheated him GSS3 again. Of course, like I did. This time around, I had olives. But we still went to SS1. Don't worry about how we became what we are. God's mercy interrupted the journey. I will get to SS1, wear trousers, call juniors, send them a message, and feel like a senior. But what class am I in? I pray somebody is not just listening to the story. I pray that you are seeing what I'm saying. Because in every subject in your life, you have a class. And for many of you, you are in SS1 on your health. And in the anointing, as far as ministration, you are a PhD holder. It is that SS1 in your health that will keep you from using that anointing for a very long time. For some of you, in your finances, you are in primary 3. And in fact, you fight those who have PhD on the subject. Every manifestation has a light that makes it happen. Did you hear what I said? And as we pray, feel free to focus on the subjects that you have lack in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Declare after me loud and clear, I see.
I hear.
I know.
I
do. Shout it one more time, I see.
I hear.
I know.
I do.
Scream it at the top of your voice, I see. I hear.
I know.
I do. One last time. I see you.
I hear.
I know.
I do.
3 CAC fathers were on the mountain and they were declaring these words for 3 days. I see. I hear. I know, I do. And they said it until the 3rd day. At the end of the 3rd day, they were hungry, wanted to break their fast. And one of them called for a bushmeat. He called it and it appeared. Because as you declare these things to yourself, it begins to dawn on you. I learned this very early too. And I remember practicing it before administration. Micah 3:8. But truly I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I left out the remaining. I just stayed there. I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I spoke it for about 4 hours. About to head for the administration. Rinsed my hands, rinsed my face, came out of the toilet and said, I'm full of power. And the bulb blew. Went for that ministration and it was disaster from beginning to the end without a single sermon or opening of scripture. I said, let us pray. And that was the end. So I began to learn, because many of us have heard about confession before. The reason you are not giving yourself to it is because you have not yet what? Seen. In the course of this weekend, we might talk about giving. The reason you have not yet begun to engage yourself in giving is because you have not yet what? Seen. In the course of this weekend, every subject that is being expounded, I promise you, for most of you, you have heard it somewhere before. Yes or no? That's why it's sad. Because the average young person today is already full of much information and yet cannot prove all the things that we have heard, and we are still looking for more what? Information. And so the answer is prayer. Can we say prayer? Prayer converts what you have heard to revelation. We're going to rise up to pray in a minute. I'm expecting everybody's back. Is everybody back? Ushers, how many people are left? Are they all done?